Longstanding concerns about the cloud security authorization process known as FedRAMP are being dispelled by some new research. Coalfire, a third-party assessment organization under FedRAMP, studied the six-year-old program and found costs, usage, and time to get through the process are much better than you might think. Dave McClure is a former GAO and GSA executive, now chief strategist for Coalfire. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about what the study found and what it means for FedRAMP.
A lot of it was put out for inspection and to let people draw a better conclusion based on some real data and some real information. That's really why we did the study. We wanted to get people some information and show what was really happening in terms of cost and time frames and usage and number of CSPs involved and so forth. And by doing that, I think we've presented a much more evidence-based document that people can draw their own conclusions whether the FedRAMP office is moving fast enough and quickly enough to the level of efficiency that everyone was looking for. But that's certainly the case. I think there is a lot of myth-busting that's accomplished from a lot of the research that we did.
And you guys went in not necessarily looking to myth bust, right? I mean, that was not your goal. Your goal, you were not hired by GSA, you were not hired by any cloud provider as to say, hey, really pump up FedRAMP. This was, from your days of GAO, as about as an independent study as you could get.
Yeah, we weren't tasked to do this. We did this on our own. Again, this is a significant market for our company, and we want to understand it ourselves, and we want to share that with our CSPs who are our clients. And we did survey a lot of our customers. We went back to over 500 advisory and assessment projects that we've done in the last 5 years and looked at lessons learned and showstoppers and good things. And so, again, more of a fact-based review of looking at what really has been happening, what's definitely getting better, what are some areas where we can concur that there's need for improvement. Overall, though, Jason, the program really should get a pretty positive mark. We've seen an 80% growth in the use of FedRAMP certifications. There's now 20 departments and agencies that have used FedRAMP ATOs five or more times, so the leveraging, while low, is still picking up. We've seen a 65% reduction in the JAB approval time since 2014 and a 59% reduction in the agency ATO process. That's due to higher quality security plans, better agency support, improved DSP preparation, better standardization, and things like FedRAMP Accelerated and the new readiness review. So it's not by accident. The thing is growing. It's getting more efficient. And what we need is more transparency, I think, around some of those issues.
Anything that surprised you about this data that showed up during your survey?
There are definitely some things that we know that our clients, our CSP clients, need to do better. Certainly one of the keys to getting through the FedRAMP process is preparation. It underlies all of the projects that we do as a critical element in determining how long it takes. Better prep, shorter time frames. We also, I think, found it interesting that we're seeing more involvement from companies than just the IT folks or the product owners of the software or infrastructure solution. You're seeing more CXO involvement. You're seeing more compliant office involvement. Broader participation because the company's success with getting through this, I think, is becoming much widely known and is a really critical success factor. You know, this was designed to be a thorough and comprehensive security review process, and anybody that goes through it will tell you it is a thorough and complex security assessment. It's designed that way. It's one of the most stringent frameworks in the world dealing with cloud security. And actually, it's being picked up by industry in non-government-related contract areas because they believe it really does show an adequate and good picture of the overall security posture of their company.
What about the cost issues? FedRAMP, some people have estimated FedRAMP could cost up to $1 million for someone to go through. From your research, that's not the case. You saw a much lower figure.
We did, and there's a lot of caveats that you have to put around the citations done to cost. Number one, there are many phases to the FedRAMP advisory and assessment process, and not all companies go through all of these phases, so that in of itself can influence cost. If we, for example, find that a CSP is relatively mature in their security program, has gone through other regulatory assessment frameworks like ISO or SOC or HIPAA or HITRUST, they usually are a little bit better prepared to go through FedRAMP than, say, a company that's really starting from scratch, putting out product, but not really ever gone through a stringent security review. So there is a compliance and readiness phase that where 3POs get involved as advisors in helping prepare the company for the FedRAMP journey. And then there's the readiness assessment phase where it's an independent audit of the controls and the documentation. And following that, you've got continuous monitoring requirements and an annual recertification. So, Jason, I think what happens is that in citing cost figures, some people will tally all of that up. Some will only tally portions of it up, like the assessment process itself, and exclude the penetration testing or vulnerability testing done now under compliance, continuous monitoring, or the recertification process. But, yes, I mean, we put out in the report what we see is some fairly defined ranges based upon, again, the 500 projects we've conducted. We're giving information out that shows what typically those cost ranges are for those different kinds of activities that I just mentioned. So anywhere from $225,000 to close to $400,000 is more in line with what the data that we have would tell a client what they're likely to encounter in doing a FedRAMP assessment.
Matt Goodrich, the director of FedRAMP program, talk about his reaction.
Very positive. Matt felt like it was a good factual look at where things are, including things that need to improve and things where there's more work to be done. He was interested in our computation of the number of agencies that don't seem to be using FedRAMP. These primarily are small and mid-sized agencies. And again, computing this is always maybe an exercise in math that requires you to know exactly where you're pulling the information from. But we simply looked at the most widely available data from data.gov on the number of federal agencies and departments. And while there's lots of progress, virtually every cabinet department is using FedRAMP and has used it for multiple services. Large independent agencies are definitely using FedRAMP, but when you roll down to the mid-size and small size, you don't see this participation nearly as wide, which means there's an opportunity, first of all, to penetrate that market, and secondly, that's probably an area where assistance, education is needed in order to get them on board.
That's Dave McClure, a former GAO and GSA executive, now chief strategist for Coalfire. Read the report and find out more about FedRAMP at federalnewsradio.com.